I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleepers for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now today, we got a special guest on the show. This man is a global makeup educator, goes by the name of Josue.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming through, man. I know it took a while for us to get the scheduling together.
I've actually seen some of your stuff, so I'm like, okay, well, I know he's going to ask you. I'm excited.
What's up, man. Well, how you doing today, man?
Good. With I'll being off a tour, trying to balance family life, work life, employees. Drinking of water, you know, sleep, text my mom back. Like, it's a lot, you know?
Right, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I try to text my mom every day, brother. Man. You know what I'm saying? We only get one.
Yeah, everybody else is like, you didn't text me. I was like, look, I have an alarm to text my mom. that's where you go. Like, yeah. I can't text that much, you know?
That's what's up, man. Well, again, this show is again about getting insider information for those looking to be in your position, you know, and you as a makeup connoisseur, you know, I kind of wanted to shed light on how your entrepreneurial stage came about, you know. So let's start from the beginning, man. Where you from?
I was born and raised in I was raised in West Hollywood at Studio Sine.
Oh, okay. And yeah, my girl used to work there.
Yeah, and then I was raised in North Hollywood.
Okay.
And I lived there most of my life, Studio City, and then they moved me out to the Antelope Valley with the dreams of like, oh, you need your own room. I'm like, my own room. So we moved out to Palmdale, and I was like, wait, I don't think I want my room anymore. I was like, let's go back to the valley, but it's too late.
Yeah.
So it's cool out there, but even being out there, I knew I always wanted to, I need to get out. I was like, okay, this is cute, the desert life is fun, but I need to get out. So actually how it started was at 16, behind my mom's back, I put myself in independent study. She really thought I was still going to school full time. And then I started taking Metrolinks and buses down to the valley.
Yeah.
So I could start interning and working at this clothing kind of like, she would do styling, sales, and like consulting. And I would literally take metros, like four different transportations just to get there. Whatever, when we would get there.
But you made it there.
Yeah, I made it there,
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people don't go nowhere just because they don't got a car, but you made it.
I went from a half a mile bus ride from my house, not a half a mile bus ride, walk. From the house to the bus stop, then from there to like this one Walmart, and from that Walmart to the actual train station, to train station to Burbank, Burbank a bus to North Hollywood, and then I would eat some breakfast there because it was a Burger King, and that was my aunt's house, so I kind of knew my way around there.
Yeah.
And from there, I would take one final bus to Northridge, which that one was like an hour, and it was for like what? It was honestly interning, but she would still take care of me. But it was nothing. It was like I was holding on to my little pennies.
Yeah.
But I just knew, like, just starting there built my work ethic. And, like,
yeah, I mean, you did what you had to do.
Yeah, no, nobody understands the struggle from the beginning. And I did literally that for, like, the next 3 years. And honestly, one of my employees coming through. But, see, he never sleeps. He's always on. Sorry.
It's all good.
But, so yeah, from then on, like I knew like I had to work hard, but I didn't really know how to get exactly to where I was at. So I started interning again for another awards with stylist, and then. Yeah.
Well, before we even get that far, the way in. We're gonna get back to that. Yeah. Well, when I said I wanted to get to the beginning, I really wanted to take our time and really talk about the growth aspect. So tell me, what the hell did you always want to be in makeup, or did you have other dreams prior?
I always wanted to be in makeup. I just
even as a youngster.
Yeah, so like at 10 years old, I started doing my sister's hair.
Okay,
and she's Cuban.
Ah.
And I had to whip it through, you know.
And
she was the most late, little like 7th-year-old, like 7th grader. She was late. We had weaves, braids, and at 16, that same year that my mom still thought I was in school, she actually got me a salon chair, and I started doing all the girls from prom, and I would always have 3 girls. Because I can do more than 3 with time, and my sister, and get myself ready. And then, I was always been a hustler.
Yeah.
My dad died early on, so if I wanted something nice, like, my mom gave us the most we could. If I wanted something nicer, I had to work for it. So I always been a hustler.
Yeah, and it seems like she instilled that hustle in you. We're like, oh, you want something better, you got to work for it.
I was a makeup and fashion, like, equally. But now I just do full-time. Well, now I own my own making companies.
Did you want to, in fashion, you want to be a designer?
I want to be a stylist.
A stylist.
Stylist. Okay. I still love styling. I still like, I just love shopping.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's so, why I work so hard too.
Right. So what made you want to let go of the styling and just focus solely on makeup?
Once I figured out, I started actually styling.
Okay.
So once I actually, you know, my youngin' days, I got this really cool gig with this really big time stylist. He literally works with Ashanti right now. He created Ashanti's new image right now, literally to this day. Does all the biggest pop stars. And he brought me on. He told me, look, you work for me for free. I'm going to give you gigs. Mm. And I said, let's do it.
Yeah,
and
build your network.
But it was hard as shit because I was being brought on to these major gigs.
Mm.
And like a lot of the people there were like, what was this little young kid coming on? But they didn't understand that I was busting my ass with the stylist. And I figured out that, yeah, I didn't want to lunge like 100 pounds of clothing a day. Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Not for free.
No, not even as a full-time. That's yeah. Being a stylist, like, I applaud you guys because that's like, you have to set everything up to maybe just choose one piece. So as a makeup artist, I figured I love, I could roll my set. I could run around the beach in my little makeup kit.
Yeah.
And I just love, and even, honestly, I started with hair.
Mm.
And then I fell in love with makeup. I figured out that, like, yeah, hair's tough, too. Hair's a tough career. I love you guys do hair.
Yeah.
I applaud y'all. My makeup's where it's at right now.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. So tell me about the academy, you know, because you started an academy to teach people how to
do makeup. Yeah, yeah. So, about 4 years ago, I got on social media after, like, being in the industry for 9 years.
Mm.
And I started teaching, and I started the master makeup seminars. So after traveling the country for the next 4 years, literally working my butt off, like, tough times, luggages, like, it was crazy. But we got to where one of my consultants was like, what's the next step for you? Like, this is coming in, this is amazing, but, like, we need something, like in the ground. So I was like, well, let's just do an academy. And I was, and from then on, since last year, we've been working on it. We bought it last year. Well, I don't know why nobody thought of buying Master Makeup Academy, but thank you, Lord Jesus, because we bought it. And then we've been working on it, and then opens in, like, 12 days.
Oh, from today?
Yeah.
So, like, it's an actual physical location?
Or? Well, it's actually here.
Okay.
So, I got the biggest pounds they had here.
Right.
And they allowed me to turn, like, at least some of it into, like, a little, kind of like a glamour house.
Mm.
So, it's a really exclusive program. My major seminars, those are huge, like 75 people. But here in LA, it's only eight people per class. Super elite. And we're the only people in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless. To provide everything. Mm-hmm. Every other makeup school, you get like little shitty bags. We provide everything the first day of class.
Mm.
So we're trying to elevate it. So it's super elite program.
Yeah.
Just 8 people per day. And we're only working the program 3 days a week.
Okay.
So it's super elite program. It's $2,000 for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we have, it's been a blessing.
That's awesome, man. Well, congratulations on that, man.
And we're also working with where we're at.
Right.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And we're going to start actually hosting these really fun beauty mixers downstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me know. Yeah, let me know when that happens. Mm-hmm. For sure. I'll definitely come enjoy
it. The company's like sponsoring like a bunch of goodie bags and everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely something we can talk about and possibly get involved on the filming aspect of things. So.
And this is amazing. I've seen your work, so.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, okay. So now, tell me, in a situation like that, for someone, let's say, like you said, that has the penthouse upstairs and wants to start a business within their living arrangement, you know, some places as far as apartment buildings don't allow that. So what type of deal did you negotiate with leasing to actually do that?
Got it. So only reason why this even works is because I have a house in the valley.
Mm.
And it's a really beautiful house. It's 4 bedrooms. I live next to, like, really cool people, but I wanted something that I could work in, kind of live in. And so in downtown, you actually, a lot of these buildings are work and live.
Mm.
So, and even in this building, there's like major offices.
Right.
Which I don't know if you know. Major. Like, I'll tell you later. But like,
okay.
I was like, what? Like major offices going on here. Mm. So I told them, I was like, look, I will have 10 people a day. I was like, one of my assistants will come downstairs, meet him in the lobby, and we'll take him through, like, you know, the bigger elevator.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll take him up, and they were super down with it. I was like, I'll host beauty mixers for you guys. I was like, it could be a win-win. I was like, I'll bring all my vanities down. We'll do fun events, sponsor it. And they're like, where do we sign? So.
Oh, so they were in.
No, they were riled it up.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
he's
right.
Like, can my wife attend? I was like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah, and I think
it's a makeup, you know, it's like, we're not cutting hair or bleaching hair, it's like, it's makeup.
Yeah, and I think it'll be an incentive for them to potentially get new people in the building as far as tenants, you know, with the tenants.
Beauty mixers.
Yeah, exactly.
So many celebrities in this building.
Right. Oh, yeah, I came across a few.
No, it's in the beauty world. Literally, my most favorite YouTubers. It's crazy because, like, I'm not going to say the name, but I watch him every freaking morning for, like, the last 4 years. And I'm, like, running downstairs. I'm really tipsy, and I had just, whatever. Yeah. I ran downstairs, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this is her building. We do have the same kitchen. I was like, oh, my God. And, like, literally since then, I see her, like, all the time. And so I don't fangirl over anybody, but every time I see her, I'm like, hi. And I was like, and she's like, hey. I'm like, hi. And he's like, run away. But
yeah.
I mean, this building's dope.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
It goes with the Steve Show billionaires because there's a lot of, like,
entrepreneurs in here.
And, oh, my God. It's everybody. Yeah. And everybody in here. I mean, it's really boring. You have to be an entrepreneur. You can't work for anybody like that. It's crazy.
Right. Well, that's cool. What's your nationality, if you don't mind me asking?
Cuban.
Cuban. You speak Spanish?
Sí, hablo español. Y gracias a Dios que me enseñaron. I think they showed me early on because...
Yo te entiendo. Yo soy dominicano.
Oh, nice, nice. Desde ahí entonces, puedo hacer clases un poquito en español y hasta mi gente, like, you know, my whole
following.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. love it. You know, they love it. I say true because, like, you know, both of my parents are immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it is to come from. I know the struggles. So that's something I'm really close to. It's like, yeah, I love my people.
Yeah, no, that's cool. My next question was going to be...
If I see somebody struggling with Spanish, I'm like, I'll jump in real quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is crazy.
No, that's cool because my next question is going to be if you offer the class in English and Spanish. Yes, you do. And you should because, I mean, California is like...
And I don't know if you guys didn't know, but the number one beauty buyers in this world are Latinos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's instilled in us from a young age, even from, like, Dominicans and Cubans. If you don't get that straight hair, if you don't look right, mi abuela, you know, now, like, the whole beach wave is in with the straight tips.
Right.
Mi abuela, if your tips weren't curled in, no estaba, you know, like, it is just what you were instilled in. And so, like, Koreans, like, in the Orient, they buy the most skincare in the world. This is known. But actual makeup product, Lambiales, everything.
Yeah.
We won.
That's what's up, man.
And you know where the most buyers are? In Fresno.
Yeah.
Fresno, California has the most makeup buyers. Crazy, right?
No, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And so I looked it up because my research for my companies.
Uh-huh.
So I did a seminar out there. I'm doing it right now. In 2 weeks, I'll be out there in Fresno.
So tell me about this tour. So how does this set up and what do you do on these
tours? So the tour is amazing. We provide them the certification, master makeup kits, the lesson itself, and a pro discount for life off of, like, brands like, I'm sure you're like MAC, Laura Mercier, the big brands, like 40% off for life. Classes are $400 for 5 hours, and we do about 8 a month, and we travel the country. Some months we do 2, some months we do 8, some months we do 10. It's just depending on the season and the touring, and even myself and my schedule, if I have interview, whatever it may be. Or if I just need a break, because I'm literally going to go crazy, because, guys, it's already been like 64 flights this year, and, like, sometimes I'm like, I feel more level-headed in the sky. It's weird. But yeah, so it's crazy because I have anywhere from like 40 to 75 people. And I mean, it's not that I have 1,000 people in Oklahoma following me. It's just the power of using marketing, strategizing, and paying people to help you and accepting the fact that you can do everything yourself. Once I did that, boom, it all skyrocketed. Because when I was trying to do everything myself, like, it was errors, it was slippers, it was almost like slime. I was trying to keep it all together.
Yeah.
But once you build a good foundation, and, like, take a step back. I had to stop the shop and stop everything and invest into my employees. And that's when the real money started building. Because, I didn't graduate high school. I tried to go back for that. But
yeah.
I told myself, I was like, bro, you're literally, like, you got this. And I think all my employees, I have 10 of them right now, 11. And they all have some sort of...
education.
Yeah, right, degree. Mm-hmm. But I can do that because I don't, you know. But it's cool because... they also come to me for answers. So people that I've literally studied for, like, literally years are still coming to me for answers. So you can teach somebody business ethic. You just got to, like, literally, like, think about your stuff and just start changing your mentality, the way you're thinking. Like, do you want to work for somebody the rest of your life? Like, once you change all that, then you become a boss. But until then, you have to change a lot of things in your life. Because, I mean, I worked for a lot of people up to the day I was like, I hate working for somebody else. And that's when I figured it out. I was like, I need to figure out something.
Where were you working when that you had that?
Michael Kors. I was the number one sales because I'm Latino. Mm-hmm. Nobody else spoke Spanish. You know, we're charismatic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're helpful. And they hated me. It was the one of the worst times of my life. That. I was so depressed. I was literally, I would cry every day. Honestly, it was one of the worst times of my life. And that, my boss is everything. It was honestly terrible. But amazing pay. Like, yeah. I'm working Michael Kors, seriously.
Yeah.
They got commissioned. And then from then I was like, all right, I need to figure out something. I was already doing makeup. I just needed, like, every makeup artist has another job because some days are slow weeks. And then I got into social media. Once social media broke through, I realized that getting invited to an event as a makeup artist, like, you know, just like literally getting, like, if I'm going to do a red carpet and they invite me to a preview of a launch, you maybe get one mascara and an eyelash. But now, like, the fact that I merged social media with my professionalism and successfully had done it, when I get invited to a party as Josue, you know, my influencer, model alter ego, I mean, well, first of all, they're sending you a car to your house. So it's like, okay, I can pregame. When you arrive, there's like four people trying to give you drinks. So I'm like, you come here. And then when you get inside, it's like, oh, here's the hibachi. There's the keto area. Open bars everywhere. Enjoy. At the end of the night, it's like, well, hope you had a good night. Here's the entire collection. Turn to fall. And then, mind you, you still have a ride home by a really nice car. So it's like, whoa, this is a fun world. So I know we haven't touched base into that, but if you're not doing something on digital influence, if you have, I mean, from whether you're a baker to whether you're an influencer, you can use social media somehow. And you can definitely make it work to your advantage because, to be honest, like I said, I don't have 1,000 followers in Oklahoma. Why do I have such a big seminar there? It's because of social media marketing.
Well, tell me about that marketing aspect. Like, you know, what's the strategic plan that you have in place in order to those marketing tactics to be effective with your followers?
Anywhere down to hashtags, I have my team run through those hashtags. There's like, there's not that many people tagging Oklahoma MUA, but the ones that do clearly are makeup artists. Whether it's Oklahoma photography, Oklahoma wedding cakes. If you're a photographer, Oklahoma brides, get into that. And I say Oklahoma because I want you guys to think small. No, imagine you guys did that in LA, the masses of people and like the unlimited amount of clients. So my girls in Oklahoma are booking clients. Whether you're in makeup or not, just use marketing to your advantage. If you're a photographer, go start working with bridals. Look into like party planner hashtags. Start liking all their photos. I'm not saying go follow everybody, but once they see like, oh, photographer, let me follow him. I always need a photographer. Boom, you just made an instant little contact that you didn't even know about all through social media. And just by doing little likes. I always say, if you're a photographer, just run through your likes. Like LA models, LA agencies, just start running through the likes. And just literally get noticed.
Right. Yeah, man. Sounds like a lot of groundwork you got to put in, man. You know,
that's why I hire people.
Yeah, you know, because it's like, you know, doing that and being the boss, you definitely got to have a team.
Hotels, products, making sure all my products arrive safely on time. It's a lot. But you know what? The lifestyle I have right now is I'll literally do it 10 times harder because it's just, there's no way of going back.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, it's the most unhumblest thing to say, but fuck it. When you reach this tax bracket, there's no way of going back because you owe the government money now.
Yeah.
So like, it's not even about being funny. It's like, once you owe the government like that much money, and the reason why I didn't report so much off the first few years of my business is because I want such a nice house. And if, as a makeup artist, you have to be mindful that you could report a lot off, but at the end of the year, when they go and see how much you made, maybe you made $100,000, but you reported $75,000 off. They're not going to give you a house if you're making $25,000 a year. Maybe they might in an area that you don't want.
Yeah.
I want a really nice house. So I literally didn't report anything off. And I've been just paying all that shit. It's like, okay, this month. And it's, And then this year, I'm just like, but guess what? Sleep is for blainers. I'm just going out from here, you know?
There you go. Exactly.
I won 100 schools. So the next one opens hopefully in December. And hopefully we'll have the third one in New York in March. And then
These are all in different apartments?
Different penthouses.
Different penthouses you're going to be running in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And who's going to be overseeing? Like, because you're
I'm only doing three. And so I don't teach here. This is all different teachers. I've literally gotten the best of the best. Like, the best makeup artists, I only touch celebrities. I figured out a way to finesse them to work for me. No, I'm just kidding. I pay them pretty good. No, but they really do, and they work for me now. So I have, like, Brenda, who's the only one who touches all the Lady Veda's daughters, all the campaigns. Like, if you go on her page, it's crazy. who she does. And then Make It by Gilly touches Patrick Starr, Manny Hemingway, which these are like, Patrick Starr sold 12 times more units at his Mac collection than Mariah Carey. I'm not saying Mimi is not Mimi, but Mimi isn't using social media to where she should be. Because all about social media nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
All about social media.
No, that's great, man. I'm glad you're using that to your advantage, bro. It sounds like you're doing great. I mean, so even with the school, like, so when a student graduates, right, are you fully accredited to where that paperwork is going to matter?
So in...
Yeah, we can pause.
Sorry, guys.
It's business.
Brenda. Hi, my love. Are you here? Yeah. Can you come down to the business center and the meeting room? Yeah, I'm in here. I'm doing a podcast.
Awesome.
She, one of my main teachers.
He kind of cut off some time when you hang up there. But you good, though.
Okay, rowdy, you know?
Yeah. Continue.
So, I forgot what was up. I got getting distracted. But yeah, you guys, just everybody wants
to... We're talking about if your school was fully accredited.
Oh, yeah.
Get that paperwork. So, what does it mean?
So, in the state of California, it's really messed up how the board has it. Mm. They want you to go to school for 1,600 hours in this cosmetology program, but you only get like 44 hours of makeup. So you're going to school for a program that you only want to do makeup, but to do it, you have to learn about all this hair, skin, popping pimples that you probably don't even want to do. You just want to do makeup. So the board only covers spas and salon. So everything out of that is free game as long as you have some sort of training.
Yeah.
So my program gives them the training, the pro discount. And you know, it's they're attached to this program for life. Then whether we're doing fashion shows or trade shows or whether we get the contract to the Grammys to do backstage makeup, my students will have access to come back once all that's instilled. But this is the first, after 4 years of traveling, this is now to where every company is like, you know, because I've worked with so many companies, now they're like, you have a school, what can we do with this now?
Mm.
So it's crazy, brother. It's...
Yeah, we definitely need to talk. You need to get that?
Huh?
Okay, yeah, we definitely got to talk about that. So tell me, you know, it seems like sleep is being this for real with you. Like, you know, sleeping, you doing all these school things, and you have your own makeup line as well?
So my collaboration with one of the biggest South American makeup companies, which, of course, why wouldn't you mess with South America? She makes the biggest unit sales, Beauty Creations. She also owns Bibella, Trend Beauty, comes out on November 7th. And it's a five-piece collection. So I don't have my own makeup line because there's so much going on with me. You guys imagine adding a makeup line. Mm-hmm. I do have a product that's a collaboration I did last year with the Better Skin Co. That's available in Ulta Beauty, Riley Rose, Oju Korea, HSN. But this collaboration comes out. And then we're doing this like huge launch party at Pump. We're like renting out Pump in West Hollywood. And then from there, we're like doing press releases to like bloggers and PR, and it's crazy, but so right now I'm literally eating like pretzels and carrots and trying to slim down because I have this huge photo shoot coming up. So I'm just trying to like, I never know.
That's funny as hell. Okay, but do you foresee yourself having your own makeup line at one point?
Yeah, so I bought legal rights to Master Makeup Cosmetics because don't sleep with subliners, And what I want to do is create a line of pro items, which includes spoolies, brushes, but no cosmetics, I don't think, for right now, because all my CEO friends run companies, so I think I already see the cosmeticness that they go through, but I want to launch things that people need, like tools. Nobody's launching tools. And that would also work with my company, because I can now purchase off of myself at a stupidly ridiculous cost. So it's all about how to make profit off of everything, I guess.
Well, you're doing a great job, man. So let me ask you, man, what do you do to unwind, man? What do you do to relax? I mean, when you're not working, when you shut it down, what does all slave do?
Well, I have this crazy ass view that God has blessed me with. And I put my beanbag chair there, stay very humble, and I just smoke a lot of weed. Is that bad? I don't know.
No, man, I take edibles. That's my thing, man.
Smoke weed and just chill. Just like, that's the only thing that kind of keeps me level headed to like, where I was like broke hustling back in the day, scraping pennies for a little, like, you know, a little five, you know, but now it's like, bro, like, we got to where we're at, you know? And of course, like, I'm not crazy, like, I have friends that are wild. 1 second.
Take your time.
Hi, Brenda, you need a fob, huh?
They can get it from the front desk.
Give me 1 second, okay? Right. So,
So I
went like that, and some days I just, yeah, like sometimes I need my alone space, even though I love everybody around me. Mm-hmm. With so many employees, so many friends, some people trying to like, not like mooch, but just everybody's trying to get inspired off of you. So you have to accept some of those friends that are not going to like bless you with contacts, but it's okay to help people out. That's what I do. Like some people, like, you know, like I don't hang with you no contacts, or like this friendship, like, you know, it's not going to be beneficial, but not every friendship has a beneficial. Right. Sometimes like I feel like them being around me like motivates them to work harder, and like, oh, like he got this, I got this too. And that's how it's been with a lot of friends. But then you gotta be careful, because I'm going into a whole different topic. But
no, that's cool.
But yeah, unwinding, just chilling, family time, and just the views. I just love looking out at views and just like, damn. Lots of myself, like, you know, after every seminar, after I completed a show, now that I can fully accept that lump sum of money, I can. But yeah, I get that lump sum, but you guys realize I pay for everything. It's my company. Flights, hotels, delays, overages, employees, down to the last little pencil is coming out of my company pocket, you know? But that's how we're the best company out there, because I'm not just coming from a business aspect. I'm also a teacher. So it's crazy that I'm able to get, you know? Yeah, it's cool. How do you unwind?
How do I unwind? Oh, man. Like, chill with my girl a lot. We travel, you know, we went to Paris, went to Italy, just came from New York, went to Cincinnati to see her family, take some edibles, you know what I'm saying? Try to stay out the refrigerator during that time, but it's very difficult. Mm. We went go-kart racing, we sneak into a bunch of movies, you know, whenever we can, you know? So, yeah, man, other than that, I'm always thinking about the next goal, brother, like, looking for new clients. So I'll tell you a little bit of what I do off camera, but it's in the finance world, and you know,
everybody living in this building has to be doing something, right?
That's you know, so
well, even the space, it's just everything's so nice.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so with this
a nice oak,
yeah, with this course, you know, are newbies welcome, or do you have to be like a pro?
We've had people attend my program not knowing anything about makeup and leaving with like full cut creases, the house down. So, yeah, we're very, very good on instruction. I mean, yeah, that's how you kind of, because, you know, I've traveled the entire country teaching, so I kind of know how people like to be taught. Mm-hmm. And it's cool that after 4 years I'm doing this program, and I'm not just like whipping it or nothing. I've really like, I've put my heart, honestly, when people say it like that, like, I literally put my heart and soul, like, this is, that's the most true saying, because, like, I can't give it anymore because I've literally given it all of me, like everything.
Do you offer trials? You know, so one could like
try. No, we offer $400 deposit.
Oh, you want that cash?
$400 deposit. So it's, if you don't want to pay the $2,000 up front, that's fine. You don't get to take your kit home. You have to understand that the value of the kit is so high because we are the only program that gives rolling cases, everything with the program. So if you're not paying full, we hold the kit just until the end of class. Until you pay in full at graduation, you get to take it home. But until then, it's $400 deposit and $200 weekly payments. But when students come and play with their kid, they're going to want to, you know, like, oh, that's my stuff. So they're going to make it through the program. And then at the end, you get to graduate at the Ritz-Carlton. And a lot of students who haven't had that graduation, whether it be education or finance or got pregnant, whatever it may have been, will now get that chance to have their family see them walk across the Ritz-Carlton. And also, I'm launching my line of merch, which is gonna say the craziest makeup quotes, like "Don't touch my face" and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when families do come to this graduation at the Ritz-Carlton, they're gonna see this really cool, elaborate lit up booth with all kinds of like merch from the school that their daughter or son are attending. So of course, you're gonna buy every piece of merchandise. So it's always about I'm giving them a beautiful graduation of Ritz-Carlton, but I'm also making a cool, you know, business return with merchandise.
Gotcha, man. That's cool, man. So where can the people like contact you or, you know, inquire about being a teacher as well?
Everything is info@mastermakeupacademy.com or Hostway. There's my voice.
It's all good.
My voice isn't using this
good low, times, good times.
That's my homie. It's Hostway@mastermakeupacademy.com.
There you go, man. So before we get out of here, man, what advice can you give to entrepreneurs coming up? Not even one who just wants to be in makeup, just someone who has a dream, wants to chase it, feels like they don't have the means to do it, but still got to keep that faith, you know, in order to get to that goal. You know, what advice can you give to those people?
yes, it is so true that you are not really like bankful until your fifth year in business, but would you rather keep working for somebody else for the next 5 years and still not going nowhere? Or for those 5 years, be hustling for yourself? You know, maybe working a part-time job as well. But by that fifth year, you're literally looking back like, thank God I took those 5 years for myself. So just take your time. It's not going to happen overnight. And you're going to be at the top of it and then fall sometimes. But as long as you go right back up and just don't give up. Because imagine I did. Imagine I would have gave up. And also, don't sleep. Because right when you sleep, there's somebody else right behind you is ready to take it. So just stay awake. Stay woke out there too as well. It's scary. Yeah. Stay safe. Talk to your moms. Drink some water.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Don't talk to your moms. And your moms are always right. Like, and it comes to 26 years in life to realize that, like, my mom is, oh, she's like, and this shit's always right. Like, yeah. I should have listened to her.
Right. Yeah, mom's always got the best intention, man. And did I hear you right, 26?
Yeah.
26-year-old entrepreneur killing the game, man. So I know you guys out there with the dreams, whether you're younger or older, don't matter what age you are, man. Chase those goals. Please do. This has been another episode of Sleepers for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas, glamored by Jose in the building. Make sure you contact him if you want to be a teacher. Contact him if you want to be a makeup artist.
Subscribe
to the channel and stay tuned for more episodes to come. Thank you for watching.